Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Good morning, Dr. Dworkin.
Good morning, Steve.
This is a story out of England, Cambridge, that says if you're playing brain games to try to ward off dementia, you may be wasting your money if you're going and buying these software games.
That's right. This is a six-week online study involving 11,000 people published in the journal Nature. And we do know, and there is evidence that shows that keeping active and keeping your brain active does help reduce the risk of developing dementia. The question is do these games that are sold specifically to do that, to improve cognitive function, are they any better than just reading and doing normal stuff during the day? So this study took 11,000 people who were viewers of a BBC television science program, and they tested their benchmark levels, that is, their cognitive abilities, just at the outset. And then they randomly assigned them to one of three groups. The first group took part in online games that were designed to improve skills linked to general intelligence, such as reasoning, problem solving, and planning. Second group did exercises to boost short-term memory, attention, math, and visual spatial skills. And the third group was just asked to browse the internet. And they found that of the three groups, there was no improvement in any of the groups. The control groups that just browsed the internet did as well in terms of brain function and cognitive skills as anybody else. So, and this was 6 weeks that they followed it. So what they're saying is that in 6 weeks, you should see a difference in people in terms of their studies with brain function and brain sciences. They have found that from previous data that if you do 6 weeks of something, your brain should be better. And in this case, they didn't find very much of a difference. So what they're saying is that the games themselves that are being sold specifically to improve and the claims being made to improve function and reduce dementia don't do any better than just browsing the internet, reading a book, doing stuff that you like to do in your day-to-day activities.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, Steve.